News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, as we approach the end of July, back to school costs loom large for parents across the country. But what can parents do to pare down those expensive bills? Well, joining us to discuss this is Sinead Ryan, presenter of The Home Show and consumer columnist with the Irish Independent.
Well, it certainly is, Shane, because this is a key point in the year for parents. And even though everybody knows it's on its way at the end of August, it feels sometimes like it creeps up on you really suddenly because you can't wait to get kids out of school for the summer holidays and suddenly you're into uniforms. So, first of all, a shout out for the good news, because it seems to me with the budget coming up in October, we focus on the big picture stuff, tax breaks and all that, but actually parents love small wins.
Yeah.
So the free school meals, the hot meals programme, 550,000 kids availing of that. Now that cuts down both expense and time for lunchboxes at home. There's another few number of schools to get into that programme, so hopefully that'll happen this year. Having free books up to junior cert cycle, very important for parents.
That's a big win.
It's a huge win, and really it's astonishing that it wasn't done years and years ago before now. There's also the back to school clothing and footwear allowance. Now it is means tested, not everybody gets it, but it goes a little bit, you know, towards helping out. 160 quid for primary school and 285 for secondary school. So that out of the way, that's what supports are already there. But apart from that, yes, it is expensive. Now, the department has issued a couple of circulars, which I very much welcome. But it doesn't seem like all the schools got the memo. But one is on my personal bugbear, which are crests for uniforms. It drives me potty, always has. So the department has issued a circular to say to schools, where possible, and that those two words are doing a lot of heavy lifting, you must use generic jumpers, jackets, coats, and buy your crest. Absolutely, kids should be identifiable in school colours with a crest.
Yeah.
No problem. Most of the crests are available directly from manufacturers for about a fiver.
Right.
Do it generic. I mean, you're going to be replacing uniforms, especially for primary school kids. I don't know how many your kids, Shane, but mine regularly lost things, left things. And
school jumpers were lost at a regular rate.
In September.
Yeah.
You know. So even being able to go and replace them in a chain store and sew the crest back on is a huge help and should be able to do that.
Okay.
So that's the first thing.
Technology.
Now, no sooner did we bring in the free books, the book rental scheme, then suddenly the school said, no, everything has to be on a device now.
Are schools moving away from that a little bit now? I think that there's been pretty mixed results. I think it's bonkers idea now, the idea of everyone having to have a tablet, I have to say.
Well, what's bonkers for me is the fact that it has to be a specific brand with specific software. And this is another department circular that has come out. They have asked schools not to do that. It is not the latest iPad that's needed. It's a computer that can support the programmes that we have, which are limited. So this isn't the device the kids are going to be using at home. And generic devices, refurbished devices.
Yeah.
The bog standard, the Lenovos rather than the Apples, I think are perfectly fine. And I would like to see schools taking greater charge of that and saying, do you know what? We do need this as a requirement, but we're going to make it super easy for you. We're going to buy a bundle. We're going to rent them out to you for the year. You break it, you're on your own, but otherwise we take it back.
Two last quick things. Voluntary contributions.
Right, you're really pressing my buttons this morning, Jamie. Look, voluntary contribution, again, is just that. Now, I know that's easier said than done if you're a parent who's harassed, hassled, don't have a lot of money and you feel your kids are going to be singled out or left out.
I think most schools are good on
they
that now, aren't they?
I have yet to meet a principal who did not understand if you approach them and said, look, I can't do 150 quid here. I just don't have it. Can I spread it out between now and May? Can I offer my time in lieu? Do you need kids with help with reading after school? Can I run the cake sale at the fundraiser? Can I do something other than that? I've done that in my time. Years as single parent, I didn't have the money to do it.
Sure.
I've never met a school. This comes from the board of management, and sometimes they are the ones that maybe are a little bit
Okay, so try and work with the school on
work
that.
With the school.
And just lastly, obviously after school care can be expensive for parents.
This is a big bugbear, and actually it came out as the number one expense when you see the credit unions doing their back to school survey. I think schools are very underutilised. They close at 3 o'clock. The place is absolutely bare until 9 o'clock the next morning. Some of them run night classes, paid stuff for adults in the evening, of course. They do that. But I think there's a job of work to be done, and it would behove the government now to look at that as their next step. Is there, anyway, teachers aren't babysitters, we're not saying that, but there's an empty building, underused, that could be repurposed for after school care.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Sinead Ryan, presenter of The Home Show and consumer columnist with the Irish Independent, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.